In the last episode of Soap, Eunice was cheating on Dutch, which could shorten her life. Chester is going to therapy for his lifelong problem of playing around. Life is better for Danny now that he's dating Polly. Mary is bringing life into the world in that she's pregnant. And poor Bert found out he has a fatal disease which will cut his life short, shortly. Confused? You won't be after this episode of Soap. This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates. And these are the Campbells. And this is Soap. We begin this episode shortly after Bert has found out he's going to die.
Bert.
Hey, there.
He told you, the doctor told you? I wanted to tell you myself.
You know?
He called me just a little while ago and told me. Isn't it wonderful?
Wonderful? This is wonderful?
You don't want the baby.
No, the baby. Oh, my. I love the baby. I love it. I want your baby. I love that baby. It's such a great baby. I know he, but he didn't tell you anything else.
What else is there?
Oh, who knows? I don't know. Maybe he told you I got so crazy happy when I found out.
Oh, Bert, I'm so relieved that you're happy. I didn't know how you'd take the news. I mean, this isn't anything we've ever discussed. This is not the best time for us to be having a baby.
You're telling me.
It'll be wonderful, Bert. It will. A baby. Where the baby will stay young.
Forget young, I'll settle for stay.
Our first baby together. What is it?
What?
You're staring.
Your face. I was looking at that face. I love him, man. You got a great face, Toots. I want to stop seeing you.
Are you crying?
What? No, yes. Could be. Who knows? Joy. Tears of joy. Here. Go pack a bag.
Pack?
Come on, man. Pack. We're going to go. We're going to travel. We're going to see the world. We'll go to Africa, man. Come on. Let's go to Africa before it's too late.
Too late for what?
For the rhinos, man. The rhinos are dying. The rhinos and all the elephants are dying, not to mention others. So let's get there before they're all dead. Mayor, please, let's get to Africa before Colonel Sanders does.
This is perhaps not the best time for me to go to Africa, you know. Being pregnant.
I know, yes, you're pregnant. No, don't do this. Come over. You don't go after the elephants. You sit down there. Over. Easy. That's it. You sit down. Mary, you should stay home.
Bert, I'd like to stay home.
I'm going to stay home with you too, man. You know what? For the next 5, God willing, 6 months, I'm not going to work.
Bert, you can't leave work.
Yes, I can. I don't have to go there. Danny can run everything. I'm going to stay home with you and smoke. You got a cigarette?
Bert, you don't smoke.
It's time to start. I'm going to learn how.
What in the world do you want to smoke for?
Because you're having a baby, man. That's traditional. You pass out cigarettes.
Cigars.
Cigars. Who cares? I'll smoke anything. I want to smoke and drink and eat fatty foods. Come on, man. Let's go get us a fatty pastrami.
Bert, I'm the one that should want the funny foods. I'm the pregnant one.
Ah, that's right. That's true. This is... All right. Go put on your best dress. We're going to go out and we're going to celebrate.
Where?
What kind of funny food you want?
French.
Good. Go get dressed. We go to Paris. Come on. Hey, we'll go. We'll go. Not so fast. Easy walking. When they said you give it and you take it away, they knew what they were talking about.
But all in one day. I'm sure you got your reasons, what are you? I got a request, though. Take care of him. You take good care of him. Just do that one thing. And if you get a little time on your hands, you got nothing to do, don't wait for a telethon, will you? Just find a cure.
So much for the zoo.
Those poor animals having to stand out in weather like this.
I never realized how rotten an elephant could smell when he's wet.
I love you. Sorry. It just slipped out. It's the rain. Rain. Do you think it's gonna rain tomorrow? I heard that if the sky is red, it usually means... means that the rain, did you just kiss me like that because you love me too, or what?
I love you and I never want to let you go.
I guess this means that we'll be seeing a lot more of each other, huh? Oh, Denny.
They're staring.
Who?
Everybody, look. They're blatantly staring at us.
Well, we're kissing.
No. That's not why they're staring. They're staring because we're a bisexual couple.
We are?
Yeah, you're black and I'm white. They're staring.
We're also dripping wet and hugging. I'd stare at that.
Well, I'll tell you, some people just have nothing better to do. Oh, here, wrap up in this.
Thank you. Listen, as long as we're here, why don't we dry off?
How? There's no sun out there. It's raining.
Dryers?
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Hey, how are we gonna do this?
You take off your shirt, give me the jacket. I'll take off my shirt, put on the jacket till the shirt is dry.
Okay.
Here. Wait a minute.
I got it.
Ah, good.
Yeah. And then I'll take off my pants, and you can give me back the jacket, and I'll tie the jacket around my waist until my pants are dry, and then you can wear my pants while your pants are drying.
How about you dry your shirt? I wear it till mine dries. Then when mine dries, I give yours back to you, and you wear yours, and I wear mine.
Do I have to wear your pants?
Well, not unless you want to.
Good, because I don't do that.
Okay. How about we hop in the dryer ourselves and save time?
Are you kidding? You get hit with a hot zipper, it's all over.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, what we got?
Let's see, we got... We got wet egg salad and wet ham and cheese.
Yuck! Anything dry?
Just the coffee.
What's the matter?
They're staring at us again.
Danny, I don't wonder. I mean, look at us.
I'm telling you, some people just have nothing better to do. Well, it's not right.
Danny, right or wrong, people are gonna stare. I mean, we're different. And they may or may not approve, but the fact of it is that we're just gonna have to get used to that.
I know. You're right. Hey, let's get out of here.
Well, I don't think our clothes are dry yet.
Hey, sure they are. How about that? Dry as a bone. I love you.
I heard.
What are you staring at, clown?
Danny.
No, wait a minute. What are you staring at? Because we're different colors? Huh? Because maybe you don't approve, huh? Is that it, bug eyes? We happen to be in love.
I'm very happy for the both of you.
So what's your problem?
You've got on my shirt.
What time is it?
9.
9? 9 in the morning?
Yes.
Why didn't you wake me?
Because if I woke you, we wouldn't have gotten any sleep at all.
Sleep? Who cares about sleep? A person spends a third of his life sleeping. Why don't we go back to bed?
Let me get a little nourishment first, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm just so excited. I mean, it's like discovering America or a third arm or something.
I know.
This is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I should have started this 10 years ago. I mean, to hell with television.
Why don't we have some breakfast together?
Who could eat? I feel like running up on the roof and telling the whole neighborhood what happened last night.
Well, I'm sure that most of them already know.
I was a little loud, wasn't I?
I understand how you feel. Like Christopher Columbus. But this wears off in time.
I can't imagine why.
No, Billy. Sex isn't everything.
You're wrong.
No, it isn't. It didn't keep my marriage together. There's got to be much more than sex.
I know that. Don't you think I know that?
It just can't be all that we have.
Look, this could stop tomorrow and I'd still be with you. It's just icing on the cake.
Oh, Billy.
Now, how about some breakfast?
We'll eat later.
Oh. I don't believe this.
Hi.
Hi.
How's my favorite mother?
Fat. Your favorite mother is fat.
You're not fat.
It's okay, really. It's the most wonderful thing about being pregnant. You can eat all you want because eventually you'll have no figure to worry about anyhow. Malamar?
No thanks. You're terrific.
What's that for?
What's that for? You're gonna be a new mother, and that's wonderful. Life is wonderful. Could we talk?
I thought we were.
About me?
Of course.
I'm in love.
I know.
You know?
You think I don't know my own boy? You're finally happy again. I can see it in your eyes.
I'm so happy, I can't believe it.
Who is she?
Black.
Black?
Right.
Martha Black from down the block?
No.
Good, because she's married.
This one's a widow.
Who?
The one I love. She's a widow. And black.
Black? You mean in terms of color?
I'm nuts about her.
Oh, boy. Oh.
I don't believe you feel this way.
Danny, I don't feel that way. But there are idiots out there who do feel that way, and they tend to make life very hard for those of you who feel the way you do. I'm scared, that's all.
We love each other.
How do her parents feel about this?
They hate it.
Oh, good. So far, it's a piece of cake.
Come on, Bob, try it.
No way! No way! I'm scared stiff! No way! No. Look out, Judy! Wanted me to have little wheels on my feet, I would have been a skateboard.
Bob, it's fun. Look, let me show you.
No, don't show me. I don't want you to show me.
Bob, there's a lot of girls at the roller rink.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of girls at the beach, too.
Chuck and I thought we'd go roller skating.
I see.
You want to come?
No, actually.
Chuck.
Yeah?
How about a whip with Bob at the end?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, remember that girl?
The one we were looking for?
Yeah.
Polly?
Yeah.
Black?
Yeah.
You met her in the...
Yeah.
You're in love with her?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
I am.
So what's the problem?
I'm white.
So?
She's not.
So forget it.
I can't.
Then don't.
We're right back where we started.
Yeah, but for a while it was going very nicely.
Look, it's just not that simple. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
What are you worried about?
Other people.
Danny, all my life I've had to worry about what other people thought about me. And I was alone for a long time. But all I can tell you is this. If you really love her, don't let her go. Because you may never find her again. And that would be worse than anything anybody could ever do to you.
That was beautiful.
Thanks, Jody.
No problem, Dan. Just follow your heart.
Hey, are we going skating or not?
Yeah. See you later.
Well, I gotta get going, too. I gotta go meet Polly. How do you really feel about this?
Well, I feel life is sometimes hard. And it is less than perfect. But it's your life. And the choices you make will be the best choices for you. And that's okay with me.
Thanks, Ma.
Oh.
Hi.
Ooh.
Hi, Mary. So, tell me, what is the big news? I've been waiting all morning.
You won't believe it. You won't believe what I have to tell you.
Oh, let me guess.
You'll never guess. Never. Not in a million years. It would be the last thing in the world that would cross your mind. We could sit here for days and you would never think of it.
What are you going to tell me, that you're pregnant?
You have even managed to ruin this one.
Oh, Mary, how wonderful. You're pregnant. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
Always, whenever I have had a surprise, you have managed to ruin it. When we were little, you knew what was in my birthday presents before I opened them. You knew I was going to be engaged before I did. You probably know when I'm going to die.
No, when? Oh, Mary, this is so exciting. It is the best news in the world. Oh, how do you feel?
Nauseous. I remember that. But I'm eating like a pig.
I know. When I was pregnant, I sat down in front of the refrigerator for 9 months and never moved.
Jessica, do you think I'll be able to do it?
I think you already have.
No, what I mean is, do you think I'll have the energy and patience? It's been a long time since I've had a baby.
Oh, Mary, don't worry. It'll be wonderful, and I'll help. And if it's a little boy, it can have Timmy's hand-me-downs. Of course, if it's a little girl, it can have them, too. I mean, we're not talking about three-piece suits here. Oh, don't worry, Mary. It'll be wonderful, and I'm going to help you wherever I can. It'll be a piece of cake.
Oh, you have some?
What cake? I have some cookies.
Anything. So, how are things with Chester?
Oh, he is working so hard. He's going to the minister's counseling sessions morning, noon, and night. It is so wonderful to see. Which ones do you want?
All.
Mary, how does Bert feel about the baby?
Oh. Bert is thrilled.
We've never had a baby before.
I know.
This will be the first... Oh! Are you going to throw up?
Jessica!
A bowl. I'll get you a bowl.
A calendar. I need a calendar.
Yes, yes, okay. I really don't think that's exactly the right thing. I mean, Mary, it's going to go right through.
Not a calendar. A calendar. A calendar with dates.
Oh, yes. Here, Mary. Here's a calendar.
Oh, this is awful. This is just awful.
I see. I found Saltine's help.
Jessica.
This baby may not be Bert's.
Oh.
Well, it was when Bert went up to the spaceship and alien Bert came down and I made love with both of them. It could be either one.
I see. But Mary, did alien Bert look like real Bert?
Exactly.
Well, then you don't have a problem because you see the baby will look like a Bert and Bert will never know.
Jessica, alien Bert was really a little silver man.
Well, Mary, if it's a little silver baby, then we'll know who the father is. You know, the Kents had the same problem.
Fred and Lillian Kent?
No, Mr. and Mrs. Clark Kent.
I don't believe I know them.
Superman and Lois Lane. If they had a baby, it might fly. See, Mary, this isn't unusual at all. I mean, with a baby, you never know what will happen. I mean, will it have blue eyes? Will it be left-handed? Will it be silver? Will it fly? But whatever you have, you'll love it just the same.
Now that Billy has found the new pastime, will he ever do anything else again? What kind of baby will Mary have? Will she have to buy baby food or a dry cell battery? What will Danny and Polly do now that they're in love? These questions and many others will be answered on the next episode of Soap. Soap is videotaped before a studio audience.